This is a HeadGum Podcast.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient, comfortable. Ah.
Hello and welcome to The Complete Guide to Everything, a podcast about everything. I'm one of your hosts, Tom.
And I'm Tim.
Tim, how are you doing this week?
Tom, you know me. I'm a total rock star.
Well, I don't like that at all. I hated
right?
that.
I'm going to be this guy.
I'm a rock star at life, Tom. This is going to be the last episode of the show. I only like working for companies that only hire rock stars and ninjas.
Yeah, that's cool. That's how you know it's a good bunch.
Yeah.
It's a cool way to talk.
When you're working for like a mobile ad delivery platform, but everybody works there's a rock star or a ninja? Whoa. You thought this is a real boring job, but nope.
Rock stars, number one, probably don't exist anymore. Like actual rock stars, right?
Why? Because they've all been canceled, Tim? Is that what you're getting at?
Who has been canceled?
Neil Young. Oh. I heard.
No, you're always going on and on about Morgan Wallen and how we need to.
I don't know who that is.
I don't know if I got his name right. You know what? There probably are rock stars. I am so out of touch now.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you've been out of touch for years, decades, some would argue.
You know what? I don't think that's true. I certainly wasn't as in touch as I thought I was because I was trying to think of like, you know, today I was like, let me put on some tunes. Let me open up Apple Music, put it on my Sonos speakers. Tom, I'm doing branded content this week.
Oh, this is branded content?
Yeah. And I was like, what do I want to fire up? Apple Music has all my favorite artists, any artist I can think of, and pretty much their entire discography, right? And then I was just like, all I could think of was like Radiohead. maybe I want to listen to the first two Foo Fighters albums. And then I guess the Beatles. I couldn't think of any other music besides that.
Yeah, I wonder how much of that is because now that we have like limitless possibilities, that always happens to me whenever I'm looking to stream music. I'm just like looking at a blank wall and I'm like, what music do I like? And I can't even think of genres of music I like. Whereas I think when we would have to like cobble together our own collections through like ripping CDs and stealing MP3s and getting MP3s from friends and stuff. It was like, then you could look at your collection. It's like everything in here I wanted in here.
Yeah.
And I guess you can do that with the library on these, but I've never stuck with a streaming service long enough to like really invest the time to build up a library.
Yeah. And beyond that, like, I don't even think you're talking MP3s. I'm talking about like, I don't think I was really into music in a real way since the era of CDs, where it's like I go to the.
Well, as you just couldn't figure out how to use MP3s.
Yeah, it turns out you need a computer.
No, they've got portable MP3 players nowadays too.
That sounds like the stuff of science fiction to me, Tom. But yeah, a CD book, and then you'd be like, I haven't listened to this album in a while, and I spent, you know, $19 on it. I should probably give it a spin.
Right. That was the other big thing. You spent money on something, you were going to get money out of it.
Yeah. Well, I don't really like it. I'll listen to it till I friggin' like it. I'll tell you that much.
Speaking of music, Tim, we forgot to plug that we're on Punch Up the Jam, another podcast.
Oh, yeah. I know you interrupted me trying to say it last week.
Punch
you
up
wanted
the
to
jam.
Tell me about some dream that you had.
With our friends, Andrew Gregory and Evan Gregory. We're on there. We're talking about Deja Vu by Olivia Rodrigo.
Yeah. And we talk about Billy Joel a lot.
If you think we're out of touch, I got news for you. Because we were brought in as experts to talk about Olivia Rodrigo.
If you think we're out of touch, I got news for you. We've heard one Olivia Rodrigo song.
I've heard it at the supermarket. I've heard it at in Ubers. I've heard it coming out of other people's cars.
I listened to that episode of Punch Up the Jam, Tom.
Yeah.
And we're not going to get invited on a lot of podcasts once word gets out. I think that I think this episode sounded great because they edited out a lot.
Right.
They really did do a nice surgical job. Yeah, and I think it's better for it because I don't know. I felt like anyway, it's hosted by Andrew and Evan. They're great. Yeah. Show's great. Check out the show in general. Yeah. And they actually edit the bad parts out. We've been doing this for 12 years. We haven't figured that out yet.
God, yeah. Imagine if somebody was listening to this and they thought we did edit the bad parts out. How bad would those parts be?
Yeah.
Second thing I want to bring up, Tim, since you were talking about money, have you heard about this, that Taco Bell is starting a taco subscription service?
Mm-hmm. I haven't heard about this.
Oh, okay. Well, let me tell you about it.
I thought I was waiting for the kicker here. You were have you heard about this?
$10 a month, and you get 30 days of tacos.
$10 a month. Uh-huh. Is it like the 59 cent taco?
It's actually
I guess would still be a deal, but like you wouldn't want one of those every day anyway.
It's actually not that bad because it is you can get a soft or crunchy taco supreme, Doritos Locos tacos, and spicy potato tacos.
Okay.
So it's like better
you
than
get
just
one a day for the whole
one
month?
A day, yeah.
Can you save them up and redeem, you know, five on a Friday?
No, I don't no, because I think the whole idea is that they want you coming in every day and buying other stuff besides
like a Mountain Dew Code Red or something.
Yeah.
To wash it down with.
Man, well, if they had a Mountain Dew Code Red pass, they'd have their first customer right here. Taco Lover's Pass, it's called.
Taco Lover's Pass. So you had to go into the will they deliver it to your home?
No, I don't think they'll deliver it to your home. But I'm also thinking about Taco Lover's Pass, where I feel like Lover's Pass is like it sounds like a makeout place.
Yeah. It's not an accident, Tom. I do most of my making out at a Taco Bell. Always have, always will.
That's where I trade most of my hockey cards.
On Sunday nights with the rest of the beepers.
I don't know. There's got to be a few people that this is like a great deal. Like they work right next door to a Taco Bell or something.
If you're between the ages of 15 or 16 and 23 at the ultimate upper limit, this is great. This is wonderful. And like even if you don't work right next door to it, it's $10 a month.
$10 a month, yeah.
Yeah, is it only good at one taco? Like, do you have to buy it at one Taco Bell location?
No, I don't think so, because it's all in the app.
What a cool like insurance policy. It is nice. You know, you're feeling a little hungry, you walk and buy, oh, there's a Taco Bell over there. Let me just pop in and get a free taco. I'll be right back. I want a snack.
We know, we have friends, I don't know if we should out who they are, but who would get Taco Bell like money, remember? And they like would
gift cards?
Yeah, while they were on tour, and that was like all they would eat is just Taco Bell. And it was apparently like Taco Bell did that with a lot of musicians.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's
it's because,
cool.
If it's an easy way that you give like a touring indie band $500 worth of free Taco Bell.
Yeah.
They're
gonna write.
They're
gonna work Taco Bell into a few songs.
There'd be entire concept albums about sour cream.
Yeah, at the very least, they're gonna dedicate a song a night. to Taco Bell.
Yeah. I mean, that's that's how they got the Beatles to make the White Album about sour cream.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Wow. I haven't watched that Let It Be yet. I guess maybe that's a little tidbit you learned from that. And you can only have one active pass at a time.
Okay.
It doesn't sound like this rolls over,
auto renews.
Yeah. Huh. Purchasing the pass.
Well, that's stupid, because that's the kind of thing I would buy a taco pass like drunk at a Taco Bell and be like, well, you know, this is an investment. I'll buy a taco pass.
Five years later, a year and a half later. You'd be like, oh, I spent like $700 on Taco Bell. Crunchy Taco, Crunchy Taco Supreme, Soft Taco Supreme, Dorito Locos Taco, Dorito Locos Taco Supreme, and Spicy Potato Soft Taco. So, I mean, there's enough variety there that I don't think you would necessarily... I mean, variety, it's like... not really, I guess. It's like items that have... You can get, like, one that has sour cream and tomatoes on it, or one that doesn't have those on it.
Do you have the same meal every day? Pretty much,
yeah.
For any of your meals,
for the most part. Lately, I've been doing a lot of wraps with like deli meat and cheese, like a handful of like Cheez-Its or something like that.
Ooh, I love Cheez-Its, Tom.
Yeah.
Thank God that strike was over when we couldn't buy Cheez-Its, or you weren't supposed to buy Cheez-Its.
Oh, I didn't even know about that, Tim. Did I accidentally cross the union line?
Cross the picket line. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because I have the same breakfast every morning, just like a very boring kind of steel cut oats meal.
Mm-hmm.
But if I was young and Taco Bell wouldn't ruin my insides every time I ate it, I would just be like, okay, yeah, my 11:30 snack is just going to be one of these tacos every day.
Oh yeah. And if you could, like, you know, even better than living next door to a Taco Bell, if you lived like a few blocks and then it was like, oh, I'll get my exercise and my treat will be a little taco.
Tom, I went to, undo the exercise.
It would be like enough walking. You'd have to like plot it out to be like, all right, I'm still like burning more calories than I'm intaking.
I live very close to a Chipotle, Tom, a couple blocks away from one.
Oh, yeah, I know that. You brag.
And that's not something.
You brag about that to me all the time. You're like, I could get Chipotle. I could go get Chipotle and be back in my apartment within 90 seconds.
That is not true, because I'll order on the app. It's the worst. I hate going there. You order on the app, and it'll say, like, your order will be ready at 7 o'clock, and you'll get there at 7:25, because you know it's not going to be ready at 7, and it's not ready till 7:45. So,
wow.
It's something like that. It's not that bad. But today, I went, and this is why I was a little late, Tom, because I got Chipotle for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
And got it. But also, I realized... as I was coming back, I was like, oh no, we're also out of toilet paper. Let me stop at the bodega. And there's nothing more humiliating than walking into a bodega with a big bag, because I had, you know, two burritos and like a chips and queso in there. So they give you like a big like shopping bag with the Chipotle logo all over it. Yeah. And I had to, the toilet paper is stacked like above, like on a high shelf above like the beverage.
Right. Yeah. So they can see if somebody's going to steal it.
So like I'm holding a huge bag of Chipotle and like jumping and trying to knock down one of the big things of toilet paper. It was the most humiliating 5 minutes of my life, Tom.
Did you just buy one roll?
No. I bought four, and
wow.
And the lady working the counter said, you're going to need those.
Yeah.
And I was like, stay out of it.
You're going to need those. Yeah, so are you someday, all right? We all poop. Mind your own business. I
mean, you know, you don't get embarrassed. You shouldn't get embarrassed buying toilet paper. We all need it. Or no, I guess people use bidets now.
No, come
maybe
on.
Maybe we should be.
What Europeans do you know out there using bidets?
Tom, well, first of all, I do know some Europeans. So do you. But also, I don't know. Like your podcast ads, not our podcast. If some bidet company that whatever, I'm not even gonna. I'm not gonna give them.
Yeah, don't give them free advertising.
But if they sponsored our show and sent you a bidet, you'd become a bidet man. You love using the stuff that sponsors send.
Oh yeah, I mean, I always love when sponsors send us stuff. So yeah, I mean, even if I hate it, I'll keep using it and tell people I love it.
Yeah, Tom. Let's become bidet guys. We don't need to do that together. That's not a thing we need to do.
Yeah, and even if we do become bidet guys together, let's not advertise it.
We don't have to say together. At the same time, we became bidet guys.
Look, the only way we're going to become bidet guys together is if somebody signs us a check and pays us to do it. I mean, it's not even that much money. Our sponsorships are very reasonable.
Yeah.
Hey, bidet companies, make us become bidet guys together. If you run an independent bidet company that isn't podcast advertising yet,
yeah,
reach out.
The two of us will use it, whatever you need, whatever you need.
Well, Tim, that's not how you negotiate a deal.
Tom, this week I want to talk about a topic that is not in the news, but it should be in the news.
Why should it be in the news?
The Game Show Network, Tom. An American basic
now, Tim,
cable channel.
Before we get started, I just want to make sure you don't think the Game Show Network is the news, do you?
In some ways, no, of course not, because a lot of it is syndicated old, like, shows like What's My Line from the 50s that I still don't know the rules to games like that. And that's in black and white, so that's very clearly not the news. But this is there's a cable network that shows exclusively game shows 24 hours a day, except I think like 2 a.m. to like 7 a.m. is all infomercials. But other than that,
it is a weird
game
thing,
shows
how,
as far as the eye can see.
With game shows, because we run into this. I mean, I think one of the things we can both say, I don't want to make this all about us using bidets together and like things we like to do together. But I would say one thing we both agree on: one of our favorite parts of going to England is watching game shows on English television.
Yeah, on Dave.
On Dave and Channel 4.
The Beeb.
But
Justin Bieber's channel.
But it is, it's a weird thing when you think about it, because a game show can't explain the rules every episode, but it has to be like accessible enough. I mean, we've had that where we've watched English game shows, and like that's like kind of part of the fun, is like sussing out what the rules are.
Yeah, and it's never too hard. It's still like I guess the ones in the UK are smarter than the ones in the US.
Right. People are doing maths and stuff. Right. But yeah, the like when you watch Wheel of Fortune or Jeopardy, they're never like, here's how Wheel of Fortune works. I mean, I feel like that's like, just pay attention, you fucking idiot. It's pretty
easy.
Yeah,
and Jeopardy is just they ask you trivia questions, and like if you had never seen Jeopardy before, you might be like, why are they answering like that? But then you'll just be like, I guess you gotta answer like that. I guess that's how the game is.
Well, you might see somebody answer wrong and be told, we need the answer in the form of a question,
right?
Or the response, whatever they say. Yeah.
Tom, Game Show Network is not in the news, but I'll tell you what is in the news. Wordle.
Yeah, Wordle. What is
Wordle is a game that's on the internet.
Uh-huh.
It's a word game.
Yeah.
And it's taken the internet by storm.
Yeah.
You got to guess a five-letter word every day, and it's kind of like Mastermind. If you get one, you know, you put the letters in, and if you have one of the letters right in the right space, it'll turn green. If you have one of the letters in, mm-hmm. that's in the word, but in the wrong space, it'll turn yellow, and then you just get six guesses to guess the five-letter word.
Right, and they, well, one of the big draws is that it's a new word every day, and everybody has the same word.
Right.
So you're not competing, but everybody's playing the same word, and then they've made it very easy to share how well you did without spoiling what the actual answer is, and share that to social media, which people have been doing like crazy.
Yeah. Now, this is a very successful game. I play it every day. Do you play Wordle?
Yeah, I play it every day. I might not be on social media talking about it. But,
yeah, me neither.
But actually, you know what? My girlfriend's family play it every day, and I'm on like a text chain with them, and everybody like posts what they got.
You're on a text chain with people that share their Wordle results every day, and you don't just hop in with your Wordle results?
No, there I do.
Oh, okay.
I thought
you just like enjoy your girlfriend's family's results. And you're just like, well, I'd never do that. A gentleman never tells.
I don't want them to think that her boyfriend is uncouth.
The game show.
If I was in there every day, just posting a line of green blocks, like got it in one again. Just to see how long before somebody would be like, your boyfriend, is he lying to us every day about something inconsequential?
So Wordle was made by this guy, Josh Wardle, W-A-R-D-L-E.
Where are the odds?
Yeah. He's a software engineer from here in Brooklyn, Tom.
Oh, okay.
We might pass him on the street every day and not even notice it. No,
yeah.
Not even know it.
Now I'd notice if I saw some dweeb making word games.
He's not walking around making the word games every day.
Yeah, he's probably walking around like, oh, that's a great word, and writing it down in a notebook.
Yeah. So this is how the New York Times article about him. Josh Wardle, a software engineer in Brooklyn, knew his partner loved word games, so he created a guessing game for just the two of them. As a play on his last name, he named it Wordle. He created a guessing game. Tom, let me tell you something.
This is why I wanted to do this topic, Tim, because, boy, you know, you pick and choose what you get upset about.
Tom,
and this is up there.
Let me tell you something. He just sold, Josh Wardle sold his game to the New York Times for seven figures.
Yeah, Tim, I saw the headline in the New York Times. Wardle whips Wordle into word. I don't know. I was trying to come up with
something. Yeah, a lot of W stuff. Yeah, I know what you're trying to do. You work on that when, you know,
okay.
We'll circle
maybe
back
by
at
the
end.
I'll have a good one.
Yeah, after the plugs. We'll
Wardle's
we'll
Wordle worries Wall Street. That was before he sold it.
Yeah, and then they were like, oh, great. So anyway, this guy makes a cool seven figures for a game that he created. Is that what they said? He created it. Tom?
It's part of it, too. It's not an app. Like, it's just a website, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
And like it's not, and it's just once per day.
Right. No ads. Look, you don't have to pay.
Yet. It'll be part of the New York Times thing and everybody will stop playing it and it'll be whatever. And these things burn bright and that's what happens. It happened with Flappy Bird before him and it's gonna happen to somebody else down the line.
Yeah. Yeah. We all had Words with Friends. That was a big deal for a minute.
Yeah.
And it's like there's always going to be a contingent of people that play these things for years
still,
and years.
If you're still playing Words with Friends, what are you doing? You know what happened? Actually, Wordle is I like that, like, it burned bright and, like, the New York Times will just, like, put it behind a paywall or something eventually. And,
yeah, they'll just add it with their, like, crossword and all
but,
that.
But, like, and, like, it'll just slowly become irrelevant. But, like, Words with Friends and other games like that, they just load it up with, like, weird new features and, like,
yeah,
cheats that you can buy coins and then spend the coin. And it's like, This used to just be a Scrabble game, and now it's like confounding. I don't know, like there's bombs involved that you can set off, and some of the spaces are blue now, and like it's like, would you like to buy a half of a hint? And you'll get to look at the other half of the other people's letters.
Oh, really?
And shit, like stuff like that.
Well, yeah, because they weren't making money just having people play against each other. So yeah, they've got to add all those things.
Anyway, 2002, Tom, Game Show Network debuted an original game show. It was actually a revival of a Canadian game show, but we don't care. Called Lingo. Mm-hmm. Tom, you know what the rules of Lingo are?
No.
It's the same fucking rules as Wordle.
Exactly except, the same?
Except 20 years before.
So is it just one person and the host playing?
No. Well, it's Chuck Woolery, which, okay, we all have mixed feelings about this off the bat. So, all right. Score one Wordle. There's no Chuck Woolery there.
Yeah, Chuck Woolery's not involved.
That is an improvement upon the game of Lingo. No, it's two teams, but like you know, you get a word. You have to guess a five-letter word. Okay. It'll tell you what. And
so it's two teams, and they're trying to get to the word before the other team.
No. Like you get a chance to do it, and if you get it, you get points. If you don't get it in, I think five or six shots, like it goes over to the other team to steal it. So it's like a number of Wordle puzzles.
Oh, I see. Okay,
But you know that. Look, I'm fine. This Josh Wardle guy seems like a nice guy, and he created like a version of it that was like primed to go viral. Like you can't just like put up a website and be like, oh, it's Wheel of Fortune, and everybody's gonna be like, oh, awesome. Well, like he did it, but like I just feel like not enough people are acknowledging that like the game that everybody's playing exists. This guy didn't invent this game.
Yeah.
And I don't know why that's important now that I'm saying it out loud. I guess it's fine.
Well, you get very upset when people try and push Chuck Woolery to the margins. You like to see him get his glory.
Have you seen Chuck Woolery lately?
No, you still have a gigantic head?
No, he's like shrunken down.
Yeah, well, he's
old.
He's got to be pretty old now.
Yeah, he's unwell.
Yeah, he's 80 years old, yeah.
Yeah, he's a bad man, but hey, an 80-year-old bad man, unless you're like Rupert Murdoch or something, you can only do so much damage, right?
Yeah, I mean, he's just like shitposting kind of guy, like, you know.
Anyway,
he's not a real important guy. When I searched for him, the first thing that came up is a video, Chuck Woolery on the election blame game. So maybe that's a new.
Oh, because he's a game show host.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Oh, and he said everybody's lying about the coronavirus. He also said. I don't know in what way, but they're all lying about it.
All right, Tom, enough about Chuck Woolery. Look,
you're the one who said he doesn't get his due.
That's not right. And also, they revived it again, I think, in like 2012 with host Bill Engvall from the Blue Collar Comedy Tour, Tom.
Oh, okay. I'm not familiar with him, but
he's like imagine
a comedian,
like,
I'd imagine.
Imagine like, you know how it's like, you may be a redneck, right?
Imagine Jeff Foxworthy.
Imagine like the same accent, but like a different joke, but about like about like rednecks and stuff too.
All right. Okay.
Like
I can picture it.
There's a chance you might know a redneck. If this guy has a pickup truck on top of another pickup truck or something.
It's that. That's similar, huh?
Some of them, yeah. They're blue collar guys, Tom. They can't. They're too busy working to write too many new jokes, so they share a lot of jokes. Tom.
Yeah.
One last thing about Lingo.
Okay.
The Game Show Network has a version on Pluto TV that I've been watching a lot, and they've been showing Lingo back to back. This was before Wordle blew up. And People like you would make fun of me for watching Lingo hours on end. But then Wordle comes and suddenly, like, oh, it's the coolest thing in the world.
I mean, there's... Hey, I don't know if it's the coolest thing in the world. I think people just like playing.
It's a million-dollar idea. Have you ever had a million-dollar idea, Tom?
Tim, I've had so many million-dollar ideas over the years. You wouldn't even believe it. I don't share a lot of them with you because you'll just take them.
I do believe that you have secret idea, like secret... plans that are in effect that, like, you maybe have like a dozen
that everyone will hear about soon.
No, everyone will hear about one of them eventually, and the other 11 will just kind of fall by the wayside.
Yeah, Tim, it's called being an entrepreneur, and you are a wantrepreneur, so that's why you feel that
way. I beg your pardon, sir. I am a rock star and a ninja.
This episode of The Complete Guide to Everything is sponsored by BetterHelp. Tim, you ever have something you really need to get off your chest?
Constantly, Tom.
Constantly? You're just walking around, you want to tell people you hate them or you love them or you know where the treasure is buried.
Interesting you went negative first, but yeah, no, there's a lot of things.
Love, second. And then the treasure, that's also
the positive. Treasure is the wild card.
It could be good or it could be bad. We all carry around different stressors, big and small, and when we keep them bottled up, it can start affecting us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. As everybody knows, we're big proponents of therapy on this podcast.
Love it.
We think it's... something anyone can benefit from. It's not just people who've been through traumatic experiences or going through a rough patch. Even if you're doing good, maybe you can do better. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/completeguide today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/completeguide.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first three orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tom, enough about Wordle. There's the Game Show Network is so much more than
Lingo.
Than Lingo. Lingo is probably the best. Did I ever tell you our friend Jeff, our friend of the show Jeff, our friendship almost ended over Lingo in 2004 because we were supposed to go to. We were roommates in college, and I think it was like shortly after we graduated, and we were both like aimless. Mm-hmm. And he was like, hey, you can go try out for Lingo in their two-person teams. In Philadelphia, there's tryouts for Lingo. And I was like, cool. Right. He's like, it's Saturday. You want to go?
Yeah, I was like, yeah. This is what we'll do with our lives.
Exactly. It was like, step one, Lingo. Champions. We thought we'd have like a Ken Jennings style run on Lingo.
Now, does Lingo invite you back if you've won?
I don't believe so, no. Right. And also the prizes, I think, cap out at like $45 on Lingo.
Yeah,
I think the grand prize is like $45 and, you know, a Taco Supreme from Taco Bell, a coupon.
That's like, look, I don't like shit. I mean... Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was a very cool thing because like $1 million was like way more than any other game show offered.
Right.
But like I don't need that kind of crazy life-changing money. But sometimes, like, some of these game shows, yeah, they offer money where it's like, I don't know if that would cover, like, a day off of work.
Yeah. I think Jeopardy gets it right. Like, I think, like, probably the average Jeopardy winnings is probably between, like, $9,000 and $16,000 or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, around there, where it's like, that's a great, like, yeah, surprise.
For being smart for 22 minutes, like, that's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah.
So anyway, I was like, sure, yeah, I'd love to go to Philadelphia on Saturday with you to try out for Lingo. He's like, cool, meet me at my house, you know, like, 8 a.m. and then we'll, you know, drive down there. It starts at noon or something. It was like, awesome.
You guys should have just driven through the night and slept outside.
I mean, it didn't matter. I never showed up at his house. And I didn't answer my phone, and I just didn't want to go that day. And I think I just wanted to sleep.
Well, you could have just told him you didn't want to go.
I could have. I don't do things like that. Often I just let things, you know, get bad.
Well, I was going to say, like, and that's what makes you such a good friend.
I'm telling you, it almost ended our friendship. Jeff, if you're listening, I'm sorry.
If you and Jeff still weren't talking, and it was like, no, that motherfucker said he was going to be ready to go to Lingo auditions. Who knows? Maybe if you guys went to Lingo, maybe a few years later when the iPhone came out, you would have been like, you know what? Imagine if you could play Lingo on this thing, huh?
I mean, we knew about Lingo. We knew that Lingo existed. We didn't have to go try it. It wasn't like, hey, come discover a new game and try out for it in Philadelphia.
But
like,
maybe
we knew
you would
what
have
went into.
Jog something. You would have seen, you would have been on the set of Lingo and seen somebody on the phone and been like, somebody on the phone on Lingo. Imagine if they were on Lingo on the phone.
I think if we went to Philadelphia, whatever experience we had there would have soured me on Lingo. Like, I bet that wasn't, like, the cattle call for Lingo contestants is probably not, like, the greatest experience.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not. Maybe it's not bad, though. Maybe there aren't that many people that show up.
Me and Jeff also went to a taping just in the audience of the show Elimidate. and they taped, like, 6 episodes back to back, and they wouldn't let us leave.
I had that happen at a... at a taping of a, at the time, WB sketch comedy show hosted by Carmen Electra.
Well, that's cool. Carmen Electra's there, Tom.
But they wouldn't let us leave. And finally, I was like, they can't touch us. Like, let's just get up and walk out.
Did they send Carmen Electra over to bewitch you and be like,
boy, if they had, I would have stayed there all night.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
One look into her eyes and you would have been there for days.
Now, she came out, just filmed. It was very much a Kelsey Grammer presents the sketch show type situation where she did a bunch of back to back openings. And then we didn't see her again. She wasn't in any of the sketches. And then we learned later that apparently they had already filmed a bunch of episodes with Busta Rhymes. And for some reason, that wasn't working out. So they got Carmen Electra, which, like, I was going to say, how could that?
It's just kind of behind the scenes gossip from 2002 WB sketch shows that you tune
hopefully
in
the
here
NDA
for.
I signed has expired by now. But I was going to say, how could Busta Rhymes not be good in it? But then I'm thinking, like, they're putting, like, Busta Rhymes on a soundstage in front of, like, a teleprompter. And he's probably just like, hi, I'm Busta Rhymes. Like,
was she
somebody
just the
else
host,
is writing.
Or was she in the sketches?
She was the host.
Oh, because Kelsey Grammer presents the sketch show. He was, like, the executive producer. And then he would be in one sketch at the end of every episode.
Oh, okay.
And can I tell you something? I think I just heard this on another podcast, but I'll relay it here. It's hot gossip. They filmed the whole series, all the non-Kelsey Grammer sketches in the UK, and then they flew back and just in one day did all the Kelsey Grammer sketches with him.
Huh.
He wasn't even with the troupe. He presented it.
It was a Lee, a a UK show.
Right.
Because Lee Mack was in both versions, the comedian.
Right. Okay. Tom, I don't know who that is. Tom, the Game Show Network started in 1994, Tom. So that makes it December 1st, 1994. So we just missed the 27th anniversary of the Game Show Network.
Should we can this we're episode doing this and just episode wait now for next year?
No. We want to get this in the big 27, the 27 club.
It's kind of
cool. We want the it to like be shooting pool with Kurt Cobain and Jimi Hendrix.
Yeah, just like that painting.
Yeah. Janis Joplin's there going, no whammy, no whammy, no whammy. Amy Winehouse is going, show me buttocks.
Jim Morrison, what's he doing?
He's saying answering in the form of a question. I forgot.
How any other game show works?
Oh, Jim, this is what Jim Morrison is saying. I'd like to buy a vowel, man.
Man, I could see Pat Sajak getting so mad at being called man. You will address me as a sir.
Storming up the set.
I'm kind of surprised that the Game Show Network is hadn't been around longer, because I feel like it was before then in the 90s was like the real cable TV explosion, where like just every type of channel you could imagine was coming out.
57 channels, Tom, and nothing on.
Yeah, but
that's what the boss said.
Your boss?
Yeah, all of our bosses, Bruce Springsteen.
God? Oh, Bruce Springsteen. Okay. I've heard of him.
I'm sorry, what were you saying? You thought it was older?
I'm just surprised it took that long to come out.
Yeah. Well, they had to do a lot of negotiation with the Mark Goodson estate, or Mark Goodson himself. You know how at the end of these old game shows, it goes, a Mark Goodson production.
Oh, yeah, I do know.
Yeah. So they were like, okay, Mark Goodson, let's get all these library of all your shows. So it was What's My Line, which...
And was he like, oh, we threw all those out.
No, he kept... These game show guys, these guys were smart. Yeah. Like, he kept them... Like,
I
Merv
guess it's
Griffin,
all about syndication for them, so it's like they are looking for wherever they can sell this stuff to.
Yeah, like Merv Griffin was like, I developed Jeopardy, but the real important part is that like I wrote the theme song and we need to use the theme song so like he could get all the royalties. So these guys, you know, guys who create game shows, and God bless them, game shows I think are my favorite type of TV shows, but they're ruthless. They just want to make money. Just like the contestants on the very game shows they've created.
Right. It's kind of like a sick, twisted cycle.
Yeah. So they,
these contestants think they're winning, but guess who's really winning?
Mark.
The game shows themselves.
Yeah.
The Mark Goodsons and Merv Griffins of the world. And to a lesser extent, Pat Sajak.
Tom, hold on.
What, Tim, you just took your sweatshirt off and I can't hear anything. You hit the mic like a million times.
What'd you say?
I was saying you took your sweatshirt off and all hell broke loose.
Yeah, my AirPods.
I still can't. I can't hear you. Oh, now I can hear you. Okay.
Tom, that's the worst thing that ever happened to me. Okay,
I believe that you've led a pretty easy life.
I'm soft, Tom. My hands, they're so soft. I've never worked a day in my life.
Tim, you couldn't even be bothered to get up at 8 o'clock in the morning to be on a game show.
That was the thing. I didn't believe that we'd actually make it onto the game show.
Well, then you know what? Jeff should have looked for. He should have called me. He should have looked for a partner with
you
a more can-do attitude.
You
I would have shown up, Tim.
You wouldn't have driven to Philadelphia with Jeff at eight in the morning.
Was Jeff driving?
Yeah. Jeff's a good driver.
I would want. Oh, is he? All right.
Yeah. Very cautious. he's anxiety ridden.
Okay. Well, that's not a good thing driving either.
So they were the shows that they were negotiating were for What's My Line? As I mentioned, that's like an old game show that I don't understand what the premise was or what the game is. I think it's just like old celebrities
old people
talking
trying
to each
to remember
other.
Their lines.
Yeah. Family Feud.
So What's My Line should not be confused with Whose Line Is It Anyway?
Right. Exactly. Okay. And I don't think anybody was confusing it.
I was. It sounds very similar.
And To Tell the Truth, another one where, what do they bring out, like Air Force guys and like two of them, like there's three Air Force guys and two of them are stolen
two
valor
of them are
guys.
Fakes. Yeah. Two of them are stolen valor. And
the panelists have to be like, oh, on a B-14 bomber, what is the, and like try to trip them up and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So they made the
it's
deal
a good
with
show.
Mark.
I like the game shows that are like that have like social aspects to it. Like you're trying to suss out if somebody's a liar or not.
Yeah. I don't like that stuff. Because the panelists try to get too clever and they're like, I tricked you. And it's just a TV show. Everybody calm down. You're not like interrogating somebody in real life. Anyway, they made the deal with Mark Goodson.
Mm-hmm.
Got these 20,000 episodes. And then 11 days later, Mark Goodson dies. And then a couple months later,
happy man.
The estate of Mark Goodson backs out of the deal.
Oh, no.
Back to
but that was one. What if I were on the other side of the see, Tim, we were talking about negotiating ads.
Mm-hmm.
Here's like a little tip. If I were on the other side of a negotiating table for this, if I was a game show network, this is what I would say. But he told us this was his dying wish.
Yeah, but like his family doesn't care about his dying wish.
Wow.
These people, you think Jonathan Goodson cares? And you would think he would care a little bit more because his whole name is Good Son.
Right. He would. Well, I mean, we are perhaps smearing this person's name because... Maybe he was being a good son by not, you know, maybe his father was not in the best health as he was negotiating this deal and he was going to be taken for a ride. And his son was like, no, dad, they want to air these shows without a Mark Goodson production at the end of it.
Oh, yeah. And that's his whole legacy.
Exactly.
That guy going, a Mark Goodson production. But for some reason, they still aired What's My Line as the first game show to be on game show networks. I don't know.
They were probably able to like license the shows easily, but like getting into a long term deal again, Tim, these are negotiating tactics.
Yeah. Well, you're very smart, Tom.
Thank you.
Anyway,
that time you started noticing.
They also had Family Feud, Tom. Speaking of which, it's time to play the feud. Tom, we got the top six answers on the board.
Okay.
You get three strikes. You got to get them all, though. Ready? Give me another word people say for rear end.
Oh, butt.
Show me. Oh, let's get Amy Winehouse to say, show me butt. Ding, number one answer, Tom.
Yeah.
54. You got 54.
Okay. Well, that's enough to win, isn't it?
No. There's still six up there. I could steal.
Oh. I get to do another one though, right?
Yeah, yeah. Or the next person.
What does this have
family.
To do with any of this?
We're playing the feud. It's the game show
right.
Network.
Ass.
Mm.
No. Why? Because it's a curse?
I mean, they have arse.
Arse? What? No, this is not U.S. based then.
I mean, it doesn't matter, Tom. We're not U.S.
it
based.
It does matter. We are U.S. based. All right, then arse.
You can't guess that. Oh, I told you. All right, this game's over. All right, let's play the feud one more time.
All right. I don't understand why this is part of the show all of a sudden.
It's the Game Show Network episode. Top four answers on the board, Tom. Name a type of chip.
Potato.
Show me potato. Yep. Okay. You know what I don't like about Family Feud?
It's boring. It's like, I mean, I'm sure
the easiest answers get you the most points. That's bullshit.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's why you like pointless, right?
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pointless answers.
And I get it that it's probably harder when you're on stage and you got like Steve Harvey looming over you or whatever.
Or
but
Louis Anderson or R.I.P.
Rest in peace.
Or Richard Karn or yeah. Ray Combs, rest in peace. Or Richard Dawson, rest in peace.
Suspicious, isn't it?
Richard Karn better watch his dang back. Or the guy who played Jay Peterman on Seinfeld.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That guy's a weird guy.
A lot of Family Feud hosts over the years.
That guy's weird. John O'Hurley or John Hurley.
Yeah. Oh,
he like bought a stake in the actual Jay Peterman catalog, which I didn't even think was a real thing. I don't know.
Yeah, I remember learning about that and thinking like, oh, that was a real thing. I thought that was just like a made up Seinfeld thing. Richard Dawson, though, man, Running Man, what a fantastic turn, playing like an evil game show host.
Yeah, I mean, he was an evil game show host in real life.
Yeah, but like, who has the guts to like to actually do that? You know, to be like, yeah, I'm going to really lean into like being a leering pervert.
I mean, he did that in real life.
Yeah, I guess he did kind of lean
he
into it.
He kissed all those ladies on the mouth.
Yeah.
And they just
right
wanted to come play
husbands.
The feud.
Right,
yeah,
right in front of their whole families.
Yeah. The other original game shows, Tom, that in the early days of GSN, or actually it was still Game Show Network. It rebranded as GSN in 2004, but then went back to Game Show Network in 2017, just so you know. Whammy, which was an updated version of Press Your Luck, and Extreme Gong.
An extreme version of the Gong Show, I assume?
Yeah, exactly. And you know what made it extreme?
Did they ring the gong with the contestants with their heads?
No, that's horrible. that could kill them. That would kill.
Well, I don't know. Look, anything goes in some of these game shows.
Now, viewers got to call in and vote on the act by telephone.
Oh,
that's pretty extreme, Tom.
That's not that extreme. Sorry, I was distracted because I'm on the Game Show Network's website, and at the bottom here, you know, they have like a standard website footer, and they have careers and casting. And I'm like, well, casting I'm not interested in, but maybe a career. And they only have three job openings, and it's ad sales planner, financial specialist, distribution, and social and digital media designer. What about host? Game show host.
I mean, they got all the hosts, Tom. They got Bill Engvall.
Game show host understudy, even, I would consider.
Tom, another, you know what? I'll tell you off mic. We know somebody who works for the Game Show Network, has a cool job for the Game Show Network.
Are they a host? Is it Steve Harvey? Do we know Steve Harvey?
No, it's Jeff Foxworthy.
Oh, I didn't know we knew Jeff Foxworthy, huh?
He hosts the American Bible Challenge, Tom.
On the Game Show Network?
On the Game Show Network. Weird, right?
Yeah, and also, like, I'm looking, they only list, there's, like, a secret No, but even that's
well,
not
well, I mean, these aren't current. Tom, the Game Show Network's been around for 27 plus years.
Well, yeah, because I'm looking at they have current shows and then classic shows. But even classic shows, they only have The Chase and Match Game.
Right.
They air more than that, right?
I just named like five other ones.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Their website's bad. Well, maybe on the job openings they should have a webmaster.
Oh, they got Ahmad Rashad hosting a show from NBA Inside Stuff?
Yeah.
All right. Tug of Words.
Yeah, all right. Tom, you could have looked this up before we started recording.
Well, better late than never.
Tom, I don't even know. Do you like game shows? I don't think you do, right?
I have to be in the mood for them, I think.
They make you feel dumb?
No, they don't make me feel dumb. If anything, they're too easy for somebody like me.
Yeah. Would you ever go on a game show?
Yeah, I mean, it depends on the game show. Like, I'm not going to go on Wipeout or something. And
would you go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I'd be afraid of looking dumb. Because, like, yeah. I also, like, whenever I'm in a high-pressure situation, like, my brain turns off. Or, like, I try to reach for, like, common words, and I can't find them. So, like,
right.
If I have to reach for, like, answers to tough questions, or even easy questions, that's the worst, easy question.
You don't want to be a viral clip of, like, the moron who gets the first question wrong.
Yeah, exactly. But also, and like, throws your heart's up as pounding,
he's walking like, backstage.
Yeah, probably like all you just hear is like your heart beating in your ears.
Yeah.
Or I guess they pipe that in on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. It's not not coming from the contestant's own heart.
No, they should do that. That'd be cool.
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe you could like, Did they allow like drinking on these shows beforehand? I feel like they used to. I mean, I feel like especially at the celebrity game shows, they were all sauced on those.
Yeah, like
but I feel like Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? I wouldn't want to be drunk, but like two drinks to take the edge off would help, I think.
Yeah, and I think this is at the time it seemed like a real smart idea. Looking back, it seems like the beginnings of a real problem, but whenever I had to give a presentation in college, I would always be so nervous, and I was like, just stop at a bar on the way to class and do a shot, and then then you'll be less nervous when you do your presentation. And I usually did pretty well in the presentation.
I did that for a job interview once.
Really? So you wanted like reeking of booze? Did you get the job?
I made sure I think I did it, and I was like, and then I got like more nervous because of that. So I like had to like go buy mouthwash at like a Rite Aid or something.
I'm sure the guy saw you like with the mouthwash in the bathroom before.
No, I did in the waiting room while I was not waiting room. I was interviewing to be a doctor. I was already nervous because I didn't have any of the qualifications. But
if you're a doctor, I could get it. This is stupid, Tom. But if you're a doctor and like you're gonna like work at a hospital, do you have to like sit down and do a job interview with them?
Yeah, or are you just
like,
I'm
a doctor, these are my credentials. Like, it doesn't matter if I interview well, like I know how to do all the doctor stuff.
No, because like there are still good doctors and bad doctors.
Yeah, but like I feel like it's a crapshoot wherever you go.
Well, that's because like
what do they do? Do they give them like scenarios? Like, what happens if somebody comes in and says their stomach hurts?
Like, no, they probably don't quiz them like on the basics, but they probably ask like, you know, how would you treat a patient presenting with this with these issues? Like, you know, what are the
bullshit? They're not doing that. Who's doing that?
Or they're probably asking, like, you know, what do you want to do in your career? What, you know, probably the same kind of interview questions, like, tell me about a, you know, a challenging patient you had, a challenging diagnosis.
I don't think they have the time for that. There's emergencies. There's people coming in the door with emergencies every minute.
Is anyone a doctor? Tim, we're going to be inundated. We have a lot of medical doctors that listen to this show. And they're going to, oh boy, they're going to be filling up our inbox.
If you listen to this show, and if you've listened this far into this episode, you're definitely like a loyal listener. if you can prove that you're a medical doctor, write in and Tom will pay you $500.
First off, if they're a doctor, they probably don't need $500. Second off, no, I'm not going to do that.
Maybe they beefed the last interview they had at the hospital.
I'm also thinking, like, I feel like people with, like, impressive and cool jobs are, like, shy to tell us about them because, like, we'll immediately try and take advantage of it.
Like, what do you mean take advantage of them?
Anybody that emails in, like, oh, I'm a doctor, like, they're going to get photos back of, like, my body. Like, what is this? Should I be worried about this or no?
Yeah, that's why we started this podcast. Neither of us have health insurance.
Yeah,
we have some things that we were hoping you could diagnose.
Some very pressing needs.
Tom, we haven't really talked much about the Game Show Network. My favorite show is Lingo. My second favorite is The Chase. And those two shows are having big revivals right now.
What is The Chase about? I'm seeing that on here, and I'm seeing the lady from The Chase is also on Catch 21, it looks like.
Yeah.
And Masterminds.
Brooke
Burns.
She's
all over this. Yeah. Does she own the Game Show Network?
She's married to the... John Game Show.
Is she married to the head of the Game Show Network?
No, she's just a good presenter, Tom.
All right. I don't know. She also had a role in the film Shallow Hal.
Yeah.
Huh.
She played Shallow Hal.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Her first TV role was in the series Ally McBeal, where she played Ally McBeal.
Huh. See, you know her.
Yeah. She's married to Harrison Ford, right?
Yeah.
Oh, so... she used to have not blonde hair. Look at that.
There's another show that's hosted by John Michael Higgins. Do you know him, Tom?
Yes.
It's called America Says. And
Brooke Burns is married to a guy from Huntington, Tim.
Wow. What guy?
Gavin O'Connor. He's a filmmaker. He's a director.
Okay.
You know what kind of movies he directs, Tim?
Softcore pornography.
No, he directs Ben Affleck movies.
What Ben Affleck movie?
He directed The Way Back and The Accountant.
Oh, wow. And The Way Back, I hear, my brother tells me, is an actually good movie.
Huh. He was originally the writer and director of The Suicide Squad, which I think is the second one. But he had... exited the project due to his story treatment reportedly being identical to Birds of Prey, which is weird. I think they could probably just tell him, like, oh, you know, we have another movie coming out. It's just like this movie. You want to try again?
Do you think he plagiarized it? Did you think he knew it and was just trying
to get
away with
it? He somehow got
to
see it early.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. But he, he's an executive producer. Oh, he's an executive producer and director on The Americans.
Okay.
One of my favorite shows of all time.
Yeah, I know. Is it on the Game Show Network, I wonder?
No.
Then why the hell are you talking about it?
It's all related.
America Says, Tom, hosted by John Michael Higgins. It's kind of like a cross between Family Feud and the last
America
portion.
Says instead of Survey Says?
Yeah, and the last game in the match game where you have to match the audience.
Oh, okay.
It's a weird game. I think you'd like it, Tom. Mm-hmm. and they have teams just like on Family Feud, but guess what? They're not families. They're chosen families. So it's like...
like groups of orphans and stuff?
Like ladies book club versus improv squad.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah, and everybody's interested. Too enthusiastic. That's my you know what my problem with modern game shows is? The casting. Just cast regular people. That's why I like Jeopardy. Jeopardy isn't like, hey, can you scream really loud and be weird?
Right.
Cool.
Yeah, they're like, if you're weird, like, that's fine. If you're just, like, weird and quiet.
Yeah. Or if you're, like, normal, or if you're, like, weird and kind of loud and annoying, if you're smart, you make the cut.
Right. They're not coaching people how to act on Jeopardy.
Right. They probably should a little bit more than they do.
Yeah, there are some times where it's like, all right, come on, help that person out a little bit. They're on television, for God's sake.
This is cruel. If you like the show, you can find out more at tcgte.com. Tom, are you still looking up obscure filmmakers married
no,
to?
No, I'm looking at the Family Feud website, or not Family Feud, the Game Show Network website. I have questions for you after.
Okay. You can become a patron. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/completeguide. I haven't done the plugs
I know,
in forever.
I'm just we watching have a, you struggle.
We have a show every week called Books of the Podcast. It's a whole other podcast. You get all the back episodes of that, episodes of Amazing Fact, a ton of episodes. An episode from 2018 called Hitting Our Heads that recently became more acclaimed.
Back in the zeitgeist.
Yeah, exactly. So check that out. Check out, we have a Discord, check out the Reddit. All these things are cool. Go check them out. Everything is at tcgte.com. Go look there.
Tim, what can you tell me about the show Common Knowledge, hosted by Joey Fat One?
Joey Fatone.
Oh, that's how you say it? Okay.
Yeah, come on. You know that, right? You were just kidding.
I've never seen it spelled out phonetically. What do you know about this show?
It tests contestants on everyday questions that, in theory, they should know
everybody
the answers
should
to.
Know. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. I bet watching that show, I would get furious.
I mean...
I get really mad when people don't know basic things.
But
or what I consider basic
it's also,
things.
It's also, like, people that you would, like... see in a doctor's office that would bum you out, like waiting, you know, like it's like those are the contestants and you're like, oh yeah, of
what,
course these
like,
people are
with like a 2x4 sticking through their head.
I guess that was a bad example. I just have hospital waiting rooms on my mind. No, it's just people that you'd see in like Starbucks who are just like shitty people and they're the contestants on these.
That's why I'm saying I think this show would infuriate me.
Yeah. That's a lot of the casting for the Game Show Network original shows, which is a bummer.
What is People Puzzler with Leah Remini?
Leah Remini is doing a Game Show Network show? Wow.
People
hey,
Puzzler.
Her.
It's People Magazine.
Yeah.
And it looks like it's crossword puzzle.
Exactly.
But
it's funny. They always try to turn crossword puzzles into.
Yeah. Into it just doesn't really work, right?
No, it's too complicated. Just ask some questions.
Well, it's like too complicated and not fun to watch, I think.
Yeah.
What about Chain Reaction?
It's kind of similar to that. It's also crossword related.
All right.
Tom, and, we don't have to go through all that.
We ain't even mentioned Cash Cab, but it's too late.
Yeah, it is.
Tim, what do you have cable? Is that where you're watching the Game Show Network?
No, I'm watching it on Pluto TV.
Oh, okay.
It's branded content for Pluto TV.
It's branded content. Oh, this is.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't see any of that money, Tim. I wasn't in that meeting.
I know. I said it. You asked me where I saw it, and I said Pluto TV, where I love to watch all my TV shows, all my programs. I can find them on Pluto TV.
I went to Pluto TV, and it started blasting the credits of the movie Black Sheep.
It's a pretty cool channel, pretty cool website if you ask me.
Automatically what came up in a very weird way. All right.
Yeah.
Well,
weird
I'll have to look more into this Pluto TV and this game show network, Tim.
Oh, I'll tell you something. Oh, yeah, same thing. Oh, look, it features the song Backslider by the Toadies. That's the part came up when I first heard it on.
Hey, if you want to hear Backslider from the Toadies for free, go to Pluto TV real quick.
There was one thing that I wanted to say that I now forget. Because you started talking about Pluto TV.
Don't blame me.
Oh. Game Show Network's rival, Buzzer. B-U-Z-Z-R.
Okay.
Just stay away from it. You don't want to do it with Buzzer, all right?
Oh, this is all old game shows, huh?
Kind of.
This looks depressing.
Yeah.
Pressing as Look, heck.
Except No Substitutes. Game Show Network. Check them
you
out.
Heard it here
Game
first.
GameShowNetwork.com. Promo code guide.
All right. We'll see you next week.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.